I just feel really grateful for the generosity of other hosts that have allowed me to share some of my words and stories on their podcasts. This is Heart of the Story, and I'm Nadine Kenny Johnstone. I'm a writer and a writing coach who helps women develop and publish their memoirs and essays. But most importantly, I'm a human who's always trying to figure out what my soul is saying. Each week, I'll share stories and tips of healing, hope, and following my heart so that you'll feel inspired to follow yours. Hi, friends. We are soon approaching the one-year anniversary of Heart of the Story. I can't even believe it. I launched this podcast last Valentine's Day, and it's been a true joy to come to your earbuds week after week and to hear from you. This community of listeners is my pride and joy. So thank you for coming back every single time to listen to these episodes. In February, we're going to recap the year that was. I'll talk about some of my favorite moments, and also I'd love to hear from you. What have been your favorite essays, episodes, meditations? Let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Nadine Kenny Johnstone, or you can email me through my website, NadineKennyJohnstone.com. So today, as we're focusing on podcasts, I wanted to share my favorite podcast with you. I am an avid podcast listener. Listening to podcasts is how I start most of my days. As I'm walking or jogging or doing yoga, I often listen to podcasts for inspiration, and I want to share my favorites with you. So let me take you back to when I first started listening to podcasts. It was 2018, the winter of 2018, and I remember this because a whole series of events had just unfolded. We had just moved to a more kind of rural suburb in northern Illinois. And I was having a mixture of feelings because when we had visited the house in the fall, it just grabbed our hearts. It was a house on a little pond and had a backyard that looked out at the water, and the kitchen living room area just got the best kind of sunshine almost all day long. And it really was just like, oh my goodness, this is the place to be. We purchased the house, moved into the house at the end of January when it was frigid and cold and no neighbors were outside and early sunsets. And it kind of felt like, oh my goodness, we're never going to see anyone ever. It felt really, really isolated at first. And then on top of that, my commute to work became significantly longer. I was teaching at a university in Chicago, so that meant that anytime I had to go into the university, which was multiple times a week, I had about an hour and 15 minute commute. So here's what my days looked like. I would set my alarm for 4:45. I would get up. I would be out of the house by 5:15. I would drive halfway towards the city and go to a 6 a.m. workout class. I would be done at 7-ish. I would shower, change, and then be at my office by around 7:30, 7:45. I would teach classes back to back to back without any breaks because I needed to hop back into my car to make the hour and 15 minute ride home to get my son off the bus at 3:15. Holy smokes. It was a job that I loved, but that grind, my goodness. And I hadn't discovered podcasts yet when I started that kind of schedule. And I quickly found that listening to the same radio station with the same songs every morning was just hurting my soul. So that February of 2018, I was presenting at a writing conference in San Miguel, Mexico. Oh, I love that conference. And one of the things I love about it is that if you're presenting, they offer to pair you with a host who will graciously let you stay at their home for the few days that you're presenting at the conference. So you just feel really taken care of. You get a feel of what it's like to kind of live in San Miguel, and then you get to meet the host families, and they're always so lovely and generous. And the couple who hosted me that winter, they were so sweet. And every morning they would make me breakfast and have freshly squeezed juice. I mean, it was so delightful. They had lived in the U.S. and they had retired to San Miguel because they had fallen in love with it. And we just talked writing and travel. And so the wife said to me, "I listened to this particular podcast. Have you ever heard of it?" And I felt so ancient. Here this couple was in their early 70s and telling me about podcasts. And I had never listened to one. I didn't even know how to access them, okay? I'm just kind of old school on a lot of things. Like, I like real hard copy books. I have a love-hate relationship with social media. Yes, I will admit it. And I just try, honestly, to kind of stay off phones as much as I can, even though, of course, we have to be on them. So when I left there, I downloaded a podcast app, and for my next drive to the university, I listened to Oprah's Super Soul Sunday podcast. And I just was in awe and wonder at how my hour and 15 ride suddenly felt like it went by in a flash. And I felt like every day on my ride to work and on my ride home from work, I was getting an education. I was feeling inspired. I was getting exposure to so many amazing artists and experts in the world. And it completely changed my whole demeanor throughout the day. It had an amazing impact on me. And what secretly started to happen is that I would just kind of daydream as I was listening, and I'd go, "I wonder if I had a podcast, what I would talk about." And I started to just subconsciously pay attention to all the things that I loved about the different podcasts that I listened to. And I thought, well, if I had a podcast one day, I would love to share my own stories. And then I would love to kind of talk about them, like the story behind the story. I love when people do that. Ooh, and I also like when people offer inspiration or meditation or something that appeals to me as the listener, like a little gift takeaway. So maybe I could do that towards the end of my episodes. And that's really where the percolating ideas started bubbling up for the podcast, which I eventually launched in 2021. And so there you go. So I want to share now with you my top 10 favorite podcasts as of today. And it changes. What I listen to kind of changes with my life experience, where I'm at, what I'm going through, what I need. I really like to focus on what do I need right now? And usually that's inspiration or positivity. So I used to be the kind of person that could watch mystery things on TV and really like kind of dark and deep, suspenseful things. And I could read crime mystery novels. And then we had Geo, And I could listen to none of those things or watch any of those things. Jamie always laughs because when it's Friday night and we're ready to watch something, he's always like, what do you want to watch? And we're so limited, we can really only watch like stand-up comedy because I can only take in positive things. Because now as a mother, I am so aware of everything in this world that feels hard, dangerous, like a threat, that I just can no longer even contemplate anything other than positive things going on in the world. So you will see a pattern to the type of podcasts I listen to. They are inspiring, upbeat. Even if they do talk about hard things, they do so in a way that doesn't leave you feeling helpless and hopeless. They do so in a way that makes you feel empowered. Okay, so let's dive into my favorite podcasts. Number one on the list is one that I listen to almost every Tuesday and Thursday without fail, and it's called We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle. Why do I love this podcast? Well, first of all, Glennon Doyle is an author, so she's a kindred spirit. She leads the podcast with her sister, and she calls her sister, sister, and that's exactly what I do. I'll actually be interviewing my sister, so you'll get to hear from her. And Glennon and sister have the same kind of relationship that I and my sister have. And so I just love listening to their banter. And also Glennon's wife, Abby, retired soccer star, Olympian, is also on the show. And she provides a great foil for Glennon and Amanda because she is kind of the opposite of them. So Glennon and Amanda are very contemplative, and Abby is like always sunny, and Glennon will admit that she is not always sunny. And so they just kind of provide a really good witty banter back and forth, and I love it. We Can Do Hard Things tackles hard subjects, but in a way that leaves me feeling really inspired and seen. So they talk about hard subjects in a way that just feels so human and honest that I always go, that's a relief. I feel less alone now. I'm so glad that I know that somebody else feels that way. And it makes you feel less shame because you go, oh, okay, I'm not the only one who thinks this way. So for example, I always thought from the outside that Glennon and Abby had just the type of marriage that is a fairy tale, that they never hit any road bumps or speed bumps. It just looked that way on social media. And they were always laughing and joking with each other and also love each other so deeply. So I was relieved when they did a podcast on the top fights that they have. I was smiling and laughing the entire time because Abby is like my Jamie and I am like Glennon, and we have the same kind of fights. And it just felt so relieving to know that my husband and I have similar fights as Glennon and Abby and like the whole rest of the world. If you have a partner, likely you are going to have these kinds of disagreements. And it really just felt like such a sigh, like, oh goodness, I am so glad somebody else has these sorts of disagreements. So definitely check out We Can Do Hard Things. I also love their interviews. They have great guests on there. I loved their interview with Esther Perel, who's an incredible therapist and just relationship expert. They also had Brené Brown on there. I mean, just really, really great experts on that podcast. Okay. Let me take you to another one, which also features an author, and that is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Kelly Corrigan Wonders is a podcast by the author Kelly Corrigan, who wrote incredible essay collections like The Middle Place and Tell Me More. I love her writing. It is funny and honest and heartbreaking all in one. And her whole show is about the things that she wonders. So she has questions about parenting. She interviews a parenting expert. She has questions about how opposing political viewpoints can see each other and hear each other. And then she has an interview with two people who have totally different political standpoints, but somehow support and love each other. And I am fascinated by the things that she wonders about, but I also will admit that the actual thing I love most about that podcast is that every Thursday she offers a mini episode called For the Good of the Order. And it's just really like, what is she noticing that day or that week that is bringing her relief or inspiration or happiness? And these episodes are 10 minutes or less. And she just talks about what's ever on her mind. Sometimes she reads a little bit of something she has written. And she looks at the world in wonder. And that's why I love her. She looks at the ordinary in an extraordinary way. And that's the kind of writing I really, really love. So she did this episode on moving, and Kelly and her husband and two daughters had lived in California for decades. Both daughters went off to college. They sold their home in California this past spring and then decided to split their time between Montana and New York City. And things did not go as planned. The townhouse that they were building in Bozeman is taking significantly longer than expected, and everything is new. So new social circles, new experiences, new places of living, and it can be really hard. And seeing as we as a family are in the midst of relocating and trying to figure out our next steps, and we had a relocation attempt that didn't go according to plan, I really just identified with Kelly's episode For the Good of the Order, where she talked about this, and it was about novelty. Oh, her essay that she read for it was so inspiring. So check out Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Let me talk about another one that I really, really love that's also by an author, Martha Beck's Gathering Pod. Martha, many of you know, is just a really phenomenal life coach. She has been Oprah's life coach. She sees the world in a different way. She really thinks about consciousness. And every Sunday, she gives a talk to her community on Zoom, but she also records the audio and she puts it on her podcast, The Gathering Pod. And it's so thought-provoking. I love thinking about the way that she looks at our lives and consciousness and getting me to think outside of the box. So any given week, she just picks a topic that she is currently dealing with, like pain or suffering or change or fear. And then she kind of breaks it down and looks at it in a new way, in a different way, so that we can get out of the loop, the spiral, the mental negativity that we usually just automatically go to, and think about that topic from a new perspective. And then at the end, she takes questions. When I listen to her, I always end up leaving with like a new way to look at creativity or a new way to look at fear, and to really start to train my brain and my heart to think different thoughts and look at emotions in a different way. And it feels really mind-blowing subconsciously. So go ahead. If you're looking for thought-provoking, mindful listening, check out The Gathering Pod. Now, if you're looking for inspiration, oh, I love Amy Purdy's Bouncing Forward. Amy Purdy, when she was 19 years old, she experienced a rare form of meningitis that left her with both of her legs needing to be amputated from around the knee down. And Amy had been a really enthusiastic snowboarder before that and was just really wondering how, first of all, she would walk again, but then how she could snowboard again. And she also had a lot of other health things go on because of the meningitis. She needed a kidney transplant. She is immunocompromised now, and she has just persevered. And not only has been the front runner getting Paralympic snowboarding off the ground, but also she and her husband have their own company around adaptive sports and really thinking about how to have prosthetics that work the way you want them to work, and then coaching and training athletes for the Paralympics. Like, they are just a powerhouse couple. Amy has given super inspiring TED Talks. She's a motivational speaker. She's been on Oprah's speaking tour. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, she is so inspiring. And every time I listen to Bouncing Forward, I just feel like I could move mountains because Amy, despite all of her setbacks, has gone to just thrive and persevere. In the last couple of years, she's had more health challenges, and just watching her navigate those with grace and still be inspired and motivated is just beyond. So I love listening to Bouncing Forward. I love when she talks, but then I also love the guests that she has on because she focuses on living an inspired life. And then she recently had her husband on the show, and together just hearing them talk about falling in love and then starting their company and really supporting Paralympic athletes, it's so motivating. So if you need a dose of inspiration, check out Bouncing Forward. Now, if you need humor, check out Jen Hatmakers for the love. Jen Hatmaker is an author. She is a Texan. She has 5 kids, 2 of them adopted. She has many books out in the world, and she is a true activist. So she really stands up for the LGBTQ+ community. She stands up against racism. She is just a supporter and an activist in a way that is really, really inspiring. Jen Hatmaker grew up in a very religious community and was really involved with the church and wrote from a religious perspective, but then in the last decade or so has really questioned a lot of the discrimination revolving around people in the margins, those who have been ostracized because of race, gender, sexual orientation. And she's just a true force. And she's funny. She is so funny. She tells it like it is. She has her Texas drawl and she is just sarcastic. And she recently experienced a divorce that was a surprise to her. After 27 years, she and her husband split, and it was a really difficult season. And yet she has talked honestly about the whole experience and about starting life again. And I just so appreciate her candor, her wit. I listen to her and it's like listening to a girlfriend. I just love her shows. She recently did a recap of 2021 and just kind of where she's at. And I could just listen to her all day talk about her life. And in the summertime, last summer, she went to Maine for 3 weeks and she called it Me Camp. And it was her first time just being on her own for 3 weeks because typically she's surrounded by her 5 kids, and she just had a blast. And she talks about Me Camp a lot and the importance of tending to ourselves. Okay, so if you're listening for humor, check out For the Love. If you're looking for clarity, check out The Next Right Thing with Emily P. Freeman. Each episode is usually short and inspiring. It's where she shares a contemplative moment that she's been thinking about, and at the end, she offers a prayer. And now, I do not identify with any particular denomination, but I will say that I just kind of look at the prayers as a meditation because that's what they are. So I receive them more as a meditation because it just feels like she is offering us grace at the end of it. So even if you don't consider yourself a religious person, I do not, you will still love this podcast. So The Next Right Thing is based on her concept of being a soul minimalist, love, and about thinking about decision fatigue. Yes, that's a real thing. And how we can minimize having to make so many decisions and the burnout and the overwhelm, and how we can just figure out the next right thing. So there was a period of time where I had a major decision to make, and there was no right way. And I just couldn't figure out what to do. And I listened to The Next Right Thing, and I just felt like I was being guided in a way that no one was pointing and telling me which way to go, but I was being guided to ask the right clarifying questions so that I could figure it out for myself. She also created a book around the same concepts in the podcast called The Next Right Thing. So if you need clarity, check out The Next Right Thing with Emily P. Freeman. Now, if you want your share of books and book recommendations, check out Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books with Zibby Owens. Zibby is a book nerd, as we all are, and she has interviewed all of the authors. If there's an author out there, she knows them and has interviewed them. Multiple times a week, she posts interviews with authors who have recent book publications. And it's just like she eliminates all the scrolling searching that I used to do to look for my next best book read. And I just go to her podcast and I just see, okay, who's got books out that Zibby has recently interviewed, because she interviews all different kinds of authors. And once I listen to the interview, I can get a good feel of if I want to invest my time in that author, in that book. So it really kind of eliminates a lot of the headspace around choosing books. And of course, as a writer, I love listening to other authors speak. Now, the next kind of thing that I want to mention is another author. Can you see a theme here? But even if you're not a writer, you will still love her podcast. It is Morgan Harper Nichols. Her podcast is all around just these inspiring little nuggets. So if you have never seen Morgan's work, she's a painter and a inspirational author, and her book of poems, All Along You Were Blooming, is just my favorite, and I reference it all the time. And her podcast, I recently discovered, most of them are like 7 minutes or less, and they're just a little nugget of joy and humanity. It's like a flower blooming in your ears. I kid you not. It's just her words, the way that she looks at the world, and giving these little messages based on what she has written are so soul nourishing. It's like reading one of her books. So if you are looking for really short, quick positivity, poetry in your ears, you have to check out Morgan Harper Nichols' podcast, because if you are going about your day and you have a 5-minute break in between meetings or whatever else, and you're just feeling low and you need an uplift, listen to her podcast. You won't be disappointed. Speaking of poetry, the next one is one that I just discovered. It's called The Radiance Project, and that is with Heidi Rose Robbins. she is, get this, a poet and an astrologer. Double whammy. So I discovered her because I was listening to another podcast and she was being interviewed on it. And she was so real and human and beautiful to listen to and has this crazy astrological knowledge that I was like, I have to check her out. So every morning on Instagram, she writes what she calls a moon note, where she tells us from her astrological expertise where the moon is in its rotations and what that means for us. So it's like, okay, the moon is here today. And what that means is that you're likely feeling this way. And it comes with such a level of expertise that it's not like, you know, those horoscopes that you read that are totally made up. No, no, it's none of this. I have always been a bit suspicious of astrology kind of sign stuff. And Heidi has totally converted me. If nothing else, even if you're like, eye roll, you're just connected to nature. You're reconnected to the planets and the moon, and you feel like you're not this disconnected being in your house. You really feel like you're looking up at the sky and seeing how everything is interwoven. So on her podcast, she talks about astrology and how it's impacting us and what it means. And it's so interesting to hear. Like in 2020, a lot of astrologists were not surprised at all that we experienced events that shook our world because of everything that was going on astrologically. It's like they could almost predict that something big was going to go down. So it's just very thought-provoking to me. So she talks about astrology, but then she also reads her poetry. Oh my goodness. And this is not the kind of abstract poetry where you're like, well, I have no idea what she's talking about. What is that symbolism? I'm lost. No, no. These are like deep, but understandable. And she reads them out loud, and it's like you're at a poetry reading, the best kind. So if you are looking for just beauty in terms of poetry and stars and planets, check out The Radiance Project with Heidi Rose Robbins. Last one to check out. Now, this is one where there aren't new episodes being loaded onto the podcast, but it doesn't matter because I still reference all of the old ones. It is called Live Awake with Sarah Blondin, and each episode is a meditation. She is my all-time most favorite meditator. She guides us in the most beautiful way. She takes basically notes from her journal that she was writing to herself and turns them into meditations. So it's meditation like you've never experienced before. It's like she's talking directly to you, and the music in the background is beautiful. And she is one of the reasons why I knew I wanted to have meditations on my podcast. And because of my producer, Michelle Rado's beautiful music scoring, it just all comes to life. And so Sarah Blondin really is the one who kind of inspired that, having meditations with really good music in the background. So my favorite of hers is the one that's called Remembering Trust. And then the other one, Make Your Life Sacred. I mean, they make me weep, they make me smile, they make me feel connected again to myself, which is the best kind of meditation. So, a guided meditation that will not let you down, and a whole plethora of them. Check out Live Awake with Sarah Blondin. So, those are my top 10 podcast recommendations. These are my go-tos. Every morning when I am going to do some movement, these are the ones that I keep coming back to. These are the ones I listen to when I drive in my car. These are the ones that when I need a little break throughout the day and I need some goodness or meditation, I check them out. I also want to give a plug and a special thanks to podcasts that have graciously had me as a guest, and I feel really, really honored to have been invited. So I have been on the Author to Author podcast with Bill Kenauer. I have been on Michelle's podcast, Daring to Tell, Recharting Your Life with Hope, also Victoria Hines' Creative Journeys podcast. I've also been on Right Away with Nat and PJ, and Jayati Vora's Cutting Chai podcast as well. In the future, coming up, I'm going to be on the Awesome Health podcast as well as Radically Loved. So I just feel really grateful for the generosity of other hosts that have allowed me to share some of my words and stories on their podcasts. It's a really collaborative community. And in fact, in the upcoming months, you're going to hear more interviews where I have guests on the show just because I love it. I love the sharing of the mic with other people. That's how we get exposed to more great minds, and the circle of generosity goes round and round. So thank you to those who have had me on, and I can't wait to have some new people on to be interviewed soon. Now it is your turn, my friends. Be sure to let me know what your favorite meditations were from this past year, your favorite essays, your favorite episodes. Tell me about which ones you liked and why, and I'll be reading some of those comments on the podcast in February, so I get to feature you as well. Special thanks to my incredible producer, Michelle Rado, and one of my favorite podcasts that features authors reading their own work out loud and then interviews afterwards is Michelle Rado's podcast, which is called Daring to Tell. Now, I didn't list it in my top 10 because I didn't want you to feel like I have a biased opinion and I'm being influenced. So I'm going to talk about it right now because it is so incredible. First of all, Michelle is a really, really great interviewer. She asks the authors amazing questions. She also chooses really incredible authors who are thought-provoking. And so she's a skilled editor as well. Like when you're reading your essay aloud, she gives really good kind of guidance about how to read and when to pause. So the final product that you end up listening to is like a symphony to your ears of these authors reading their work out loud in an engaging way, and then Michelle interviewing them afterwards. So please check out Daring to Tell. You will not be disappointed. All right, my friends, remember, every heart has a story and every story has a heart. See you next time.